We have been talking about city transformation, interviewing many different people from different walks of life, from different perspectives, and also from different parts of the country. I would like to pause today and talk about faith, which is directly related to city transformation. We will talk about the trials and temptations, faith and endurance. James 1, verse 2 and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James said that it's not if trials and temptations come to your life, it's when. So we need to be ready when they come. But here's the upshot of trials and temptations. It refines our faith, producing perseverance, endurance, and patience. So rather than looking at it in a negative way, consider them as tools to help us in strengthening our faith and purging the doubts and insecurities of our life. So the other part of trials and temptations is faith and endurance, or faith and endurance. It says on verse 3, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, which is endurance and also patience. God cannot build our character without our cooperation. That means it's a two-way street. There's the part of God and there's the part of man. You see, biblical faith is real. It has power and results in a changed life. Continuing on the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at it himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. What James is saying is, watch me and see my action. He's also saying that our action should speak louder than our voice. What James is saying is, the doing brings the blessing, not just the hearing. But you know, we need to live the faith. Hearing the word is not enough. It's more than just listening a good sermon or a good podcast. It's more than just doing Bible study. Someone said that too many Christians mark their Bibles, but their Bibles never mark them. We must live our faith. We do not become spiritual by just hearing the word. Our faith is more than just cognitive mind game and theories. It must be experienced based on the word of God. So as we go on in our city transformation, I would like to encourage you to have the enduring faith and the unwavering faith that no matter what happens, you're going to go forward with the blessings of God. God bless you.